So in the studio we have Mark Turner and Paul Poiker. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Lavinia.
So it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thanks for dropping by to the studio today. So I understand that you guys are here, just recently traveled to Nain, and you guys are doing some really historic work.
Absolutely. We're here as part of a series of open houses that we're doing this week. The first event was in Happy Valley Goose Bay yesterday on Thursday, May 25th, and then our next event is here in Nain on Saturday, May 27th at Illusawak between 1 and 3, and then we're going to visit Hopedale and Makovic afterwards. But we're here as part of a project called Uncommon Bonds, Labrador, Inuit, and Moravian Missionaries. And it's an archivally focused project that we've been working in now for the past 3 years. And it's in partnership with Nunatsiavut Government, the Moravian Church in Newfoundland and Labrador, the Moravian Archives in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Memorial University Libraries, and something called the National Heritage Digitization Strategy. And the main thrust of the project has been to digitize Moravian records that were removed from here in northern Labrador, a number of different communities in 1959 that eventually made their way to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So those records were microfilmed when they were taken out of Nunatsiavut, but we needed better resolution copies for people to be able to access. So we got some funding from a U.S.-based funder called the Council on Library Information Resources, and that allowed us to work with the Moravian Archives to digitize the content with their digital archivist.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you mentioned that you're going to be having an open house. So what will people see it during the open house?
Well, during the open house, we hope that people come and just sort of have a chat with us. There's a whole bunch of us traveling on this tour. I work for Nunatsiavut Government, and I know Halahatagit as the manager of audiovisual archives and media literacy, but I'm the co-principal investigator on this project. So traveling with us is Paul, who's also the co-investigator on this project. But we have a number of other people, including the assistant archivist at the Moravian Archives named Thomas McCullough, the digital archivist at the Moravian Archives named Jonathan Ennis, a transcription manager who worked with us in the last phase of the project. Her name is Kayla Cavanaugh. We also have the indigenous archivist from Memorial Libraries traveling with us. Her name is Michaela Doucette. So we're hoping that people just come and have a chat with us about the project sort of generally, but there is a formal presentation part where you get to hear from us and our various roles in the project. And we're also traveling with Tom Gorton, who's launching his brand new book on Labrador Moravian Inuit music.
Wow, really interesting. So would you like to maybe say a few words, Paul?
Yeah, I come from the Moravian Archives in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and we are the archives for the Moravian denomination in the United States, and we have the records for the churches in the United States. But we also have records from other Moravian parts of the world, and so since 1960, we hold the records for the Labrador Moravian churches. And it's a fairly large collection, and it's fully cataloged, and it used to be microfilmed. But this digitization project will increase the accessibility of these records because now everybody with an internet connection can see these records on their computer and use them and inform themselves about the history of the Moravian Church in Labrador.
Wow, that's really interesting. So when we spoke earlier, you did mention that you guys have a website.
Absolutely. It's called uncommonbonds.org. And if you go to the website, you know, it's sort of about the project. There's kind of a running blog that, like, highlights certain sets of records and talks about the work. But there's a clear link to records. And if you go to records, you'll be presented with sort of a bookshelf view, and you can navigate different collections of Moravian records. So the 60,000 pages of records that we were able to digitize in this project are kind of only a fraction of what's out there. And during an earlier research partnership called Tradition and Transition among the Labrador Inuit, we were able to digitize a number of other collections, like photograph collections at the Moravian Archives. We digitized a pretty significant collection of linguistic material that was authored by the Superintendent of Missions, F.W. Peacock. And I know that there's a Peacock event here at Illusawak later on this afternoon. There was a number of different Moravian publications. One was called Periodical Accounts. Another was called Moravian Missions. We were able to digitize all of that. So when you go to uncommonbonds.org and click on records, you can see all of this content now. So it's great to be able to have it all sort of in one physical place. The thing that I get really excited about when I see it is that it helps to kind of contextualize the records from Labrador, and I think paints a broader picture for the importance of those records in kind of an international context. Because what the Moravians often did was they would draw from internal records in the various mission provinces throughout the world, and then turn that into publishing material. So you would see things like station reports from like Nain or Hopedale published in the periodical accounts. And they just serve as sort of these fantastic kind of like high level descriptions of what was going on in a community over the course of like 150, 200 years.
That's cool. That's really interesting. So how long have you guys been working together, did you say?
I think for maybe 10 years. We've done other projects in the past, digitization projects, and this project started in 2019, or it was approved in 2019, and it started in 2020, right before COVID hit. But for our project, it wasn't so much of a problem because the first phase was digitizing the material, and so our digital archivist went into the archives just by himself. We all had to stay home, and he digitized those 60,000 pages, and he did it much quicker than we had foreseen originally.
Wow.
The thing that had to wait was, for example, this visit. We had hoped to come here much earlier than now, but we're very happy to be here.
Yes, that's very cool. So what time will you be holding the open house this Saturday?
So open house is from 1 to 3, and we'll have some buns, I think, and some tea. So and everybody's welcome. And I think there will be some entertainment there as well, but I'm not going to speak to that. I think that's probably something that Tom can speak to. And then we'll be in Hopedale on Sunday for an event at the church there, I think starting at 6. And then a public event, too, in McCovic. It's the event in Hope. They're all public events. And then another public event in McCovic on Monday in the church, starting at 6 p.m. So we would love to see people come out. And one of the things that was just fantastic about our experience in Goose Bay was to introduce, like, so many of the keepers of these records to, like, the community of people that these records document. And to me, this isn't a very common thing that you get to actually bring people like digitization archivists or archivists right from sort of, I think, pretty far removed places from Labrador to come, and people can see them and like learn about their records and understand like the people that are taking care of them. So, I mean, we really hope that people want to come out and just have a chat with us.
And for us as archivists, it's fascinating to come to Labrador and to meet people, and to then this history that we're keeping, it comes to life, and it's just fascinating, and the conversations we had in Goose Bay was very enriching, also for us as archivists.
Wow, that's really interesting. So is the website up and running now?
Website's up and running now, yep. And actually, for anybody that wants to see the full printout of what the open house schedule is, it's all on the website right now, too. So if you go to uncommonbonds.org, scroll down a bit, you'll find the full schedule for all of our events, and you'll even find a link, I think, to Tom's book.
Okay, I got that wrote down. So I hope you guys enjoy your stay, and I hope there's a lot of interest in the open house this Saturday. Would you guys like to maybe mention anything else before we finish?
I'm, as always, very grateful to be here, and Nakumik to you and the staff for letting us come in and talk about this project. And it's fantastic to be back in Maine.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks for coming by.